Charles Brown, National Senior Vice President of the Paralyzed Veterans of America, joining us this morning to talk a little bit about that. Good morning, Charles. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you all?
Good. Before we get to some of the way things are impacted this year, could you kind of give us a little history or idea of what the Paralyzed Veterans of America does for our veterans?
Paralyzed Veterans of America is an organization that helps veterans with spinal cord injury and disease, such as MS and ALS. We've been around since 1946. We offer year-round support through our programs for benefits, health care, and those things. And during this pandemic time, we're actually expanding our programs through virtual connections.
And tell me how that works and what kind of the importance of that connection to remain maintained.
So I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I am paralyzed. I am in a wheelchair. And I know that being trapped at home, like most of us are during this time period, we get anxiety and depression, and that can exacerbate our PTSD. And these expanded programs give us the opportunity to connect with other veterans and other people across the country to make us feel like we're not alone, or we're not just, you know, stuck looking out a window by ourselves.
When you say connected, what takes place during those connections? Is it just checking in on somebody? Is there just kind of, you know, discussions? You're looking to see what needs they might need to be met? What goes on there?
So there's multiple ways that we do this. We have local chapters across the area. You have one in your area, the Euclid area. It's called the Buckeye Chapter. And they offer the boots on the ground stuff. They, you know, sometimes they offer financial support for those in need, or they help with groceries. They'll do phone call check-ins. We also offer emotional support for not just our veterans, but our caregivers. Our national organization, though, through its programs and the website, pva.org/holidayhope, we offer virtual classes in a lot of areas, which is sports, book clubs, yoga, cycling, wheelchair dancing, quite a few programs.
You've got veterans of all different ages and abilities that they can have. How does it all work for them in different contexts, I guess? Not everybody has the same skill set when it comes to that.
That's correct, and not everybody likes the same thing. That's why we're expanding our programs and trying to find ways to reach out to each person, different age groups, different abilities. If you go to that website, that's pva.org/holidayhope, you can click on there. You can see what programs we're offering. I'm an old bocce player. I like playing bocce, and they offer classes there to learn how to do that. Wheelchair dancing is one of those that's getting better. Our virtual hand cycling is just incredible. People can, you know, hand cycle, you know, at home, but they're actually connected with veterans across the country and other people.
What are some of the main concerns you have to maintain the connection with people, just so that they realize that they stay connected? I mean, many of them have caregivers and family members, others that may be a little more isolated than others, I assume.
Yes, like I said before, I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I rely on the outside caregivers, and I'm worried about them coming in. And I don't know if you know this, but the military suicides this year are up 20% over last year. So our concerns, though, is that mental health and the ability to reach out and let them know that they're not alone, that we're all together, and we can support each other virtually as best we can, and that when this time period goes over, we'll still be friends and we'll still be able to support each other that way.
Just being able to see, have the connection as well. When there aren't a pandemic and staying at home at orders, what other activities are done? Is there ever kind of meetups or groups that get together, or people be able to share sort of that common bond?
Oh, yeah. We offer all kinds of programs throughout the normal time period without the COVID or the pandemic time. Everything from bowling, table tennis, billiards, bass. We have a bass tour. We do have a vigorous hand cycling program that goes across the country. We provide all kinds of different programs. Each chapter has good programs for them, too. And if you want to go to that pva.org/holidayhope, you can actually find your local access to your local chapter, wherever you are.
I know that a lot of times people who are veterans, and maybe in your case with the paralyzed veterans, they may take them time to maybe reconnect with those in the military. Maybe some have a different issue that they deal with. Do you find it, you still try to get the outreach to people to know that you're there for them in those situations?
Absolutely. We reach out all the time. We're doing our best to be there, let everybody know when they're coming out of the military, they're in the hospital, or if you know a family friend or someone down the street that's a veteran and they may be in crisis, you can actually go to pva.org/holiday hope and share that program with them. If you go to that website, you can also help us support these veterans in these programs by making a donation. You can send a card to a veteran that's locked at home. So I really encourage that. It's a great way to get involved with us and with other veterans.
PVA.org is a site to go to. Again, we were speaking with Charles Brown this morning, sharing all the information about that for this holiday season. We appreciate your time this morning, and thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you, sir, and thank you all for your time.